Drake is bringing Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj to Toronto. A-Rod sings the praises of his ex-fiancée J-Lo. And Justin Timberlake makes his TikTok debut. It's Thursday, July 14th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Drake on Wednesday announced plans to stage a Young Money reunion in Toronto next month featuring Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj. October World Weekend will kick off with the All-Canadian North Stars at History on July 28th, followed by the previously announced Chris Brown and Lil Baby show at Budweiser Stage on July 29th. The long weekend will culminate with Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj at Budweiser Stage on August 1st. Tickets go on sale on July 15th at 10 a.m. Eastern. I am currently working on bringing OVO Fest around the world in 2023 for the 10th anniversary, but of course we wanted to turn the city up for the summer, Drake wrote in an Instagram post. More event announcements to come. OVO Fest, which has taken place every summer since 2010, except for 2018, 2020, and 2021, has brought stars like Jay-Z, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Rick Ross, 50 Cent, Cardi B, Travis Scott, Rihanna, and Kanye West to Toronto. Lil Wayne appeared at the 2011 and 2013 editions, and Nicki Minaj performed in 2012. Last month, Lil Wayne had to cancel a festival appearance in England when he was denied entry into the UK. Alex Rodriguez has nothing but good things to say about his ex-fiancée Jennifer Lopez. Hear what I'll tell you about Jennifer, and I was telling some of my colleagues here the other day. She's the most talented human being I've ever been around, he said on the latest episode of the Martha Stewart podcast. Hardest worker, and I think she's the greatest performer, live performer in the world today that's alive. Rodriguez and Lopez announced in 2021 that they were going their separate ways after a two-year engagement that came after 2 years of dating. We have realized that we're better as friends and we look forward to remaining so, the couple said in a joint statement at the time. We will continue to work together and support each other on our shared businesses and products. We wish the best for each other and one another's children. A-Rod told Stewart that he has no regrets in his life right now and is focused on being a father to teen daughters Natasha and Ella. Life is good and I'm very fortunate. As for his relationship with Lopez, look, we had a great time. Justin Timberlake joined TikTok on Wednesday. All right, guys, I guess we're TikToking now, he said in his first clip. He added, you know what? I think this is going to go really... before the clip suddenly cuts off. The 41-year-old singer, who is following 50 accounts, racked up nearly 400,000 followers in his first 18 hours on the platform. Timberlake's profile reads, I write hooks, but I'm really just here for the bridge. The pop star has 65.5 million followers on Instagram and 63.1 million on Twitter. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all of these music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.